everybody. Welcome to The Geeks Next Door, episode 46. It's February. We're into February. February 2nd, 2017. Hey. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hey, Woodchuckers.
Yay.
How's it going?
Groundhog's Day.
All right. Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
So it's, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 46 of Geeks Next Door. It's February 2nd, 2000.
Oh, that's funny.
You've been working on that one for a while.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 46. All right, I'm done. You guys remember that thing about Groundhog's Day where somebody did the math? Somebody find that real quick on how long they think he was actually stuck in his loop. In the Bill Murray movie. Ryan looks confused. So the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog's Day, somebody did math based on the stuff that he got good at and how long they think he was actually stuck in that loop or whatever. I don't remember who did it, but it was actually kind of fun.
I saw
a post on what Ramis actually cut out of the film, the actual explanation of how he gets stuck in that loop.
But they
cut that scene from the movie.
Oh, I don't mind. I actually don't like that. I like it being a mystery and stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I can't remember how long he was actually in there.
Ryan, did you say you know that movie really well?
I do. It's one of my favorites, actually.
Is that because the movie is actually like 12 minutes long, but they just keep repeating it, so you know it really well?
I don't actually. Maybe. Who knows? It's good.
It's like The Big Lebowski. It's just a good movie.
Right. Big Lebowski. Yes. Good point. Okay.
My favorite.
Okay. Well, if you had to watch The Big Lebowski or Groundhog's Day, which one would you choose? Like, you have to only watch one of those. That's it. Which one?
Shit. That's a tough question.
Groundhog's Day. No question. No doubt.
Wow, you really like that movie. Is it because somebody gets really good at certain skills and you have all the time in the world to practice them? And you have
Maybe.
No time and have no skills, so you want to get them both kind of working?
I wasn't going there, but...
I got you going there. Okay, so... What's that? Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm still debating that.
Oh, shit! You haven't even come up with an answer yet. Yeah, it's going to be all night before you come up with an answer, but...
Might take a while.
Well, you know, what is it? 10,000 hours to start getting good at things?
2,000, right?
No, 10,000 hours of something to be good at it.
Yep.
A master.
I don't know if I'm a master, because that's like, you know... I mean, he is a great piano player, an ice sculptor. I think those would be hard to be good at. And plus, he only can train for X amount of time.
He learned French?
Right? Well, he didn't learn all of French. He learned some French.
He learned French poetry. So you could just memorize that poetry, and he'd be okay.
Right, you can memorize that one piano piece. You know?
Yeah.
Learn how to sculpt one thing.
But he took classes, right? I remember, didn't he take classes from that old lady, or was I...
The piano lady.
Yeah, am I thinking of a different movie? That's right.
Yeah, piano lady.
Okay.
Oh, so he had classes, must have had classes lined up for that day where he gets stuck. So, was it one day?
Yeah.
It was one day.
I thought you know this movie really well, and I know this movie really well.
I really do. But I guess I never really thought about the practicality of how he manages to pull it off. But the lessons, she says, oh, it's just the first day. So that part's pretty funny.
Right.
So it's fortunate he had time to have the lessons on that day so he could become a master pianist.
So right. It looks like Simon Gallagher might be the person I'm talking to over at obsessedwithfilm.com. Points it at 12,403 days, 33 years, 358 days. Based on how long it takes to get good at certain stuff and how many hours you have to put into stuff, certain like that.
God, that'd be a long time.
And that's why he tries to kill himself numerous times, so that makes sense.
That's true.
That's like you'd be a master of your domain at that point.
You'd be masturbating constantly, or would not be masturbating constantly?
Sorry. Different meaning, I guess.
You'd be
a god in those 31 years.
So are we
nothing
to
you do sticks. You have no impact.
Right.
You know.
Are we to assume that it actually took him 33 years to get with that lady, that girl?
That's a long time of trying.
Because it ends right afterwards, right? So it took him 33 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of striking out. Or maybe some days he just devotes to doing other things. I don't know. But it's also 34 years of no sex, unless he like hires prostitutes and they just don't show that scene. ooh, that would be a good scene. That's a good scene.
Right.
Well, he did try to get with that one lady in the diner. The lady in the high school lady that he overheard and, like, I don't remember.
But let's take it to a darker side, because you got to think that power corrupts. Now, during those 34 years, did he ever do some dark shit in there? Because, I mean, if you're repeating the same day, you're like, God, I could do anything. I could murder people and it will have no consequence. I could murder this entire town with no consequences.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe his thoughts went that way because he's trying to break the cycle, right? It's like, oh, I'm trying all this good stuff, that ain't working. I got to go the other route.
Right.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he murdered absolutely everyone in that town.
Especially Ned. Fucking Ned's getting murdered like crazy. Phil?
That's true. He'd probably take out Ned first.
Ned's definitely going first.
Either that, I don't know, maybe he puts Ned last.
Ned has to watch it all.
Ned has to watch it all, yeah.
Like, watch everyone you've ever known and love, Ned.
Right, maybe it's Ned's domain. Like, Ned has made, like, a pocket universe. And now this is torture. And he wants to torture and watch him suffer. So
could be. I'll take it. He seems as good as ever any is a villain, so sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe it's the girl, who I can't remember her name, but she's actually training him to be a better person and refuses to let it end until he's actually a better person. That's pretty good too.
That makes sense.
Sure. Seems like a lot of works.
Well, she just knows that she has to, like, push a button. And then as soon as, like, it's instantaneous for her, but for him, he's got to live through to become a better person. And once he's actually a better person, she's like, hey, it worked perfectly. I'm awesome.
Right.
Suck it. I'm going to go with that. That or Ned. Or maybe her and Ned are in cahoots. That could be it, too.
Right. Like, I wonder how long he figured out, because he keeps trying to get with her. So I wonder if he figures out, oh, this must be the thing I need to do to get out, right? Because he's done doing all these things to impress her and stuff like that. I wonder how long it took him to figure out, this is my way out, or this is my potential way out.
I don't think he ever figured that out. I think he did it because he fell in love with her.
He did it because he wanted to get some sexy times, is what he did.
Maybe that's how it started.
That's how it started, yes.
But then he learned that the best part of his day was to step through all these interactions and have fun with them, but then meet her. And so he did it purely because what are you going to do? You got the day, there's this one lady, you like her, and you hang out with her. And one time it worked out well.
Yeah, after like so many failure, it drives him insane. Right. He has to kill himself several times.
Right.
That's true. It's not all, you know.
Okay.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
It usually is. So where do you guys come down on the timeline thing? So there's either one of two options, right? The first one is that he's just going back and redoing the same timeline every single day. The other one is that he's starting a new timeline every single time, so there's the infinite timeline kind of, infinite reality kind of thing. So which one do you like better?
I like the purgatory idea.
I take the Flash perspective of having infinite timelines.
Okay. Adam, what were you saying? Purgatory?
Isn't it purgatory? Well, it's your infinite hell. Purgatory. Is that correct?
Is it the same timeline?
Oh, it's the same timeline.
Okay.
It's just resetting, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Dave?
I like the idea that it is like somehow like it's like a like there it's a bunch of it's a bunch of different versions of himself end up killing himself. So if he figured out a way, like he could like do the Star Trek thing and it's like, no, go back, the Borg are attacking in this Groundhog Day version.
So there's a different universe.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ryan?
Scientifically, I like the, you know, having different spun-off parallel universes, but from the movie perspective, I like to think that this one universe was restarted until it got it right. So, for the movie's purposes, I'm going with that one.
Yeah, it definitely makes it much cleaner, doesn't it? Like, it's you don't gotta worry about what's going on in those other universes.
Right.
My only thing with that is that means, are there other people besides him who are also stuck in the same universe that are going like, shit, we gotta figure out how to get out of here, too?
I don't think so. I don't think so in this case, but it's possible.
What do you mean? Within that town, or just other people doing their own thing, doing somewhere else?
Well, because if it's a single timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like time went on, you know, whatever, and got to this point, and then this point like keeps repeating, and we're only seeing the day from his perspective.
Right.
Like, what if other people are also waking up, going like, ugh, fuck that song again?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, they're
they don't have also, they don't have that next day as well.
Way to go, guys! Nobody has the same tape.
Nobody has that next day.
So you're just, well, I think that's fine, but you're saying somebody else recognizes that? Because the basically is nobody else recognizes that.
I think there's someone else that's recognizing it that's been counter-doing whatever he does.
And then to get the day to go forward, they just happens to go at the same time that he figures it all out? Or
like her, yes. She is also caught in that timeline, and she's like, she needs him to basically... She is the lock, and he is the key, and they need to do the things to get...
Do the deed.
She needs him to get to...
They need to
do
both.
All these things.
I understand.
Yes. Yes, to get him to unlock that, to both... to get everyone out, to save the whole entire universe. How about that? We just don't see... Like, they could make another movie where it's like her...
That would be awesome. If they actually made it from two different perspectives...
But it can't be her perspective. She doesn't know what's going on in the movie unless she's claimed ignorance.
She's confused. She's the best actress ever. She thinks that she doesn't know what's going on over and over exactly, perfectly.
Right. But she's had 34 years to feign ignorance.
But why would she? That doesn't
How
make any sense.
Is, no.
I mean, I like where you're going. I like where you're going, but I think it's going to be Ned. Because Ned seems like a dickhead, and he's got to be the one who's also living it every day.
Ned?
Fuck Ned.
Ned. Needle Nose Ned?
Ned Ryerson?
I don't think so,
Bing!
Man.
Bing!
You guys are overcomplicating a simple, beautiful movie. What happens
That's what we do here.
That's what you're supposed to do.
The universe stops so that he can get stuff right. And I do believe that this can happen from someone time to time when it really needs to happen. And nobody notices it because the only one who experiences this lapse is the person who's trapped correcting. It's kind of like a Quantum Leap type thing. It always comes back to Quantum Leap.
Yeah, that's fine.
Everyone suffers.
No, nobody suffers at all. Because they're all just repeating the same day. Yeah, nobody notices it. I do like the thought that somebody else is out there living the same day as well. Maybe in Russia, somebody, or the China, or maybe somebody's over there living the same day, and they just happen to be caught in it for some reason. They have temporal shields on or something weird. You know?
Maybe a 400-pound guy on a couch.
Yes, that guy too.
Could be any
person. Okay.
Bad hombres out there.
All right, Groundhog's Day is done. Let's get the party started here.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Groundhog's Day is done, let's get the party started here. Groundhog's Day is...
Groundhog's Day. It's all a callback.
It's
the whole movie's a callback.
What's going on tonight? Anything to talk about?
Well, we got Dave 2 back since he's not shooting dick missiles anymore.
What's this thing? I gotta bring this up. Gallstones? You mean dick missiles.
Dick missiles.
Nice. That picture looks exactly like you too, Dave 2.
It does.
You are super muscular and like to box like
a pugilist.
Yeah, so how'd that go? You're still alive? How's the pain levels today?
Still alive. Pain is pretty much gone. I've been off pain meds for a few days now. So,
okay, good story. Let's move on.
Decisions look good, so yeah. Surgery's done. We're all good. Now I just gotta wait for the bills, you know?
The bells?
The bills.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
The downside of
it. Yeah, this is the guy who's like, oh, my rib hurts so bad I won't go in because I don't want to have to pay the copays. Like, you're eventually going to have to pay the co-pays. You got two kids. You're going to... No, fuck that. I don't want to do it.
Oh, he's got free health care for the rest of the year. Wait a minute.
Probably, yeah, pretty much.
What's up, Adam?
You were going to say something cool. Adam?
What have you been doing all day? Because you haven't been at work this...
Oh, yeah, you've been on vacation.
I don't know. It took me a while. I downloaded Conan.
Cool, let's address the Conan issue, the Conan elephant in the room, because a few of us are going to be playing it and making either giant or very small dongs, and it's going to be fun, so...
What, you can't make medium dongs?
No.
No.
Well, if you're a badass group of warriors, you're either going to be like a giant dong warriors, like elephants swinging in the room, or you're just going to be so angry because you are the only ones that don't have giant penises.
Yeah. Right? So, people who don't know, during your character creation, you can adjust the size of your dongs. That's your peni.
Right.
But basically, there's only two options. All the way up or all the way down.
Or all the way down.
What's the point of doing it in the middle? Nobody does that. That's dumb. That's like making boobs really big for really small. Nobody does the middle one.
That's just weird. Yeah, so...
What's this thing called proportion you're talking about, Ryan? Right.
So let's start, at the beginning.
You had to pick a clan. Like, at the beginning, it's like, you pick in a clan. The big dick clan or the small dick?
Welcome to the big dick club. Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much.
You're just standing in the background going, what the hell is he talking about?
So let's talk about it. It's from what I read, and this is the reason why I like it. I sent you guys an email as well, but nobody bothered to respond it, so I hate you up.
I responded, bitch.
It's a survival crafting game. You guys were like, it's a survival crafting game, right? But in the Conan world, which is kind of cool. I like that. That's kind of the genre that I think is kind of fun. But what about server? I'm assuming we have to join a public server?
You can make your own server.
I don't know because it's a beta yet.
You can't make your own. I mean, you could if you want to pay for it, but you can make a single player game. Is that what you're saying? Or you could host a game.
Co-op.
So yes.
You can host.
Right, but hosting is tough because then all of you have to be on basically to play, right? Or that one person has to be on. So hosting doesn't usually work out. That's why we got 6 games in 7 days to die. We're like, well, whose game are we playing tonight? I don't know who's on. So it's nice if you could just like join a server, I guess, like maybe a PvE server or something. Or
they do have a PvE. They also have a brutal one. Or they've got like 6 different versions of the game, and then they do have a PvE server though.
What's the survival element? What's trying to make you not survive?
Well, you need to eat, you need to rest, you need to drink, you need to not be eaten by animals and stuff. So that's what they mean by survival.
Yeah.
And the gods. There's gods.
The gods? Come really?
Dude, it's Conan, dude. there are gods walking among the earth.
I walked around and just to get a lay of the land and walked into a temple. So, there's gods around?
Is your god Krom?
Krom lives in the earth.
I did pick Krom for one. I've made, like, 3 guys, because the server crashed on me, and I disconnected, like, twice or something. So...
My god is the sky. He lives over your god. My god's better than yours.
I'm not up to my... Subutai references.
Well, you know, there's Set, the snake god.
Yeah.
You know,
there's Krom.
Mitra. I think Mitra is one.
I think you're right.
Okay, so what do we do about server? What's a good thing to do about that?
I think we just have to find one and then say, we'll like, this is one. The one we're going to go to.
Okay. That's a good start.
Right. It saves your guy though, so it's like
it doesn't save your guy if you back. You have to actually. I think you have to sleep in the server or set up your bedroll, or else it doesn't save it.
I'll sleep with the server. Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time I disconnected,
is the server from Hooters.
I had to restart a new character, which. Okay. I was still trying to figure it out.
Like I said, Adam has a learning curve that I gotta we don't need to worry about being on until this
and this is why he started playing this morning.
Okay, well, think of a server, find a server, and then I will join said server, and I'll run around with you guys. It'll be fun. I'm assuming I'm just going to... It is an early access, so I don't know if that's going to cause, like, bugs or just not... Not great stuff.
There's been plenty of bugs already reported, but for the most part, the developers are... You know, they've released two patches already today. So, they're taking in what they can and fixing it as fast as they can. So,
it's cool. Okay. I look forward to it.
Cool.
I just want
Ryan, you'll have to...
I'm not sure I'm interested.
Ryan's got shit going on. You don't like that shit.
That's cool, Ryan.
He's got to drive around and pick up whores and then, like, not give them money and then drive around some more.
Are you still playing Grand Theft Auto 5?
I have once in a while, yeah.
Ryan's like 3 years behind. Grand Theft Auto 5 and Stranger Things. Just finished.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm going to start Witcher. I got Witcher 3. I bought that on sale, so I'm going to start that one up.
Dude, you are never going to beat that game. Like, that game took me like 100 hours to beat.
I heard it was really fun, though.
I beat it in like five minutes.
Yeah, it's a good game, but it's... With your attention span, I don't know if you're going to be able to last in that game.
Yeah, it's okay. I can try it for a while and quit. Or I can just play Capitino Soccer or Gauntlet. Gauntlet's fairly fun.
2015, which is
Capitino.
Right.
So you're only a couple years behind. That's not bad.
Pretty good. Yeah, like, Gauntlet's pretty fun. I had fun with that. Like, it was... You know, it was exactly what you thought it was going to be.
Yep.
It was going
to
be Gauntlet.
It's like, hey, are you doing anything? No? You got like an hour to fuck around? Sure. Do you want? Well, let's play League. All right, I don't want to play League. All right, let's play Gauntlet again.
does the gameplay? So the gameplay for the wizard is pretty fun. You press, any two buttons, and it changes what your spell is. So there's actually a whole bunch of combinations. There's like a lot. You can make a shield. Okay. You can teleport. You can blast fire. You can blast ice. You can push people back. How did the gameplay work with the other characters?
Pretty much just like the video game.
Let's see.
Was it the same thing? Did you press two buttons to switch your ability and then, or was it different?
The archer, you pointed your bow in a direction and held fire because you have unlimited arrows and you just go
and you keep shooting the food. We're like, stop shooting the food, dude!
Was there any other buttons that did anything? Or is it just
you have like you have your special abilities. Like I have, you go like and throw it on your little flask, and then back away from it, and it explodes. So you draw aggro. Everyone comes at you. You throw it on the flask. You blow up a bunch of guys. You know, he's really good at killing a lot of guys at a time because he shoots so fast.
What about like the like square and triangle and circle button? You know,
right.
Does
he
that do
like,
anything?
He has like an aimed shot. Like, it's a powerful shot where he pulls the bow back and he can shoot a powerful arrow in a straight line through a bunch of guys.
Okay.
But the value of that seemed way less than me shooting 12 arrows by the time I shot one arrow, because I'd rather do a bunch of damage to a bunch of guys and then keep flanking, circle strafing as I go, keep firing arrows, and it seemed like a better value just to keep firing. Like, keep firing, asshole.
That's cool. Do you play the Valkyrie or something?
Yeah, I was just a tank. You just stand there and hit things while absorbing damage. I played on the keyboard, so every ability had just a different letter. And the abilities were very similar. So, oh, I want to go faster. Yeah. I push this button. Oh, I want to do a super attack. I do this button. But generally, it's just you stand there and hit buttons.
You should try the wizard next time. It was really actually really versatile.
The wizard!
Beats food badly.
It was a pretty fun game.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a bunch of games. Like, that's none of which I've gotten like this is the greatest game of all time, but it's, a lot of pretty fun games have been out lately.
That's the other reason why I was looking at... Oh, that brings me back to something else about Conan. So I was also looking for something where you level up better than just skills. And I don't know if this has it, but it has something similar. Which got me thinking, you know how awesome it would be if you just had like a D&D game? Like, think of World of Warcraft, except for in a D&D world, and then you also have like a crafting element to it. So you can go around and build shit with your money, like everybody wants to do in D&D. You want to build a keep? Time to build a keep. And you build your fucking keep. Why don't they have that game? And then your levels go up, like you build classes and stuff. That's what they need.
Right, because remember old D&D where you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm a wizard. I'm going to take off 6 months. I'm going to craft this and craft this and craft this and craft this. I have calculated it's going to take 118 days for all this to happen. You know, 9,414 gold and 600 XP.
Sure, but I mean, if it actually took like real time to craft stuff on a server, you could create an economy. Holy There'd crap. Be a magic weapon economy, and it would be kind of interesting. Right. So that's where the money's at, I'm telling you. Basically, D&D world. Because they have that one D&D game, right, that Dave plays every now and then.
World of Warcraft. Yeah, Neverwinter.
Yeah, now something like that, but it'd be cool if it better graphics and you could build shit and there's actual gold you find and you... I mean, economy, basically. So that's what I mean. What the fuck? Come on. Ideas like crazy.
And then the Koreans take over and...
Koreans only like... But yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. Like, if I did that, I kind of want an instance where it's like... It's the whole world. Everyone plays in the same kind of basic world, but there's only like 16 players in there. So there's like 16 heroes throughout this whole world.
It'd be a server.
And like, right, yep. And then like most things are like, you can run around on your own and be like a lone adventurer. But then like certain like elements require you to group up with like four guys. And they say like, ooh, this one's a tough one. I suggest you get yourself a cleric to go on this mission with you. And it's like, oh, you can try and find a cleric. Or you can try and tough through with the bard. He's not quite a cleric, but he does his good. He does pretty good.
Yeah, or you know, it would be pretty awesome if there was like one central world where everything takes place, but you can also then create your own demi world where those are the places where you have like 16 people on or whatever. And it's another world, but you could just, if you want, you could lock it down to just be you, or you know what I mean? That'd be kind of cool.
Right.
In a world. Next to the D&D world.
Like, there has to have been someone at Hasbro that's kind of like, this would make a lot of money. And it's like, oh, what if, like, every year or every 6 months we released another plane and people could go to Pandemonium or people can go to this, you know, Baytor and this, like, and have, like, their full adventures. Oh, we can collect all different loot. They have the Baytor green metal loot. That thing's badass.
Yeah, that's you can print money. Come on, start printing money.
Right. You just print money.
They're probably too busy actually upgrading the Magic Online client to the awesome thing that it is today.
I heard that client isn't very good.
It's pretty bad.
I'm just give it a shot myself. Send them it for free.
Yeah, but you don't have time, right?
I don't, you're right. It's true, I'm too busy playing Grand Theft Auto. And other games that are 4 years old. But the good thing about games that are 4 years old is you can
TV show 6 months later.
That's true. You can pick the best of the best, right? I actually like it.
What do you mean, the best of the best?
If you're behind, you don't have to like test the waters. You can learn from many people who say you should really watch Stranger Things. It's really good. And you go, okay. And meanwhile, I might skip a game or a show that looks like it was good, but it's not good, because I know the truth, because I've gotten the reviews.
But okay. That's true, but everybody's different. My game, I like that is completely different than the game you like, right?
Speaking of that, Besieged is a game that I had on my wish list, and I noticed that you owned it, and it looked like it might not be fun, but it might be fun.
That's a physics-based engine game, basically.
Was it fun, or did you play it?
I don't like it. Yeah. It was okay, but I didn't care for it. Too much action. I need
you
more numbers.
You probably like it, Ryan, though.
Yeah. Ryan, to go on your, like you get the best of the best, I just imagine now, like, you saying that, and it's like, okay, all right, there's, like, a chick that every dude is plowed through. She's good. She's good. And then Ryan's all like, man, I don't know. And everyone's like, dude, why don't you give a throw at her, man? She's great. And Ryan's like, you know what? I'm gonna. She got a really great review.
I don't think this applies to everything.
No, it applies. Women and video games are identical. That's exactly the same.
Yeah, same.
Because there is something about finding something that's new or seeing it, like, you know, fresh when everyone else is also just seeing it new or playing it new. There's that community aspect of being like, everyone talks together.
There's something.
It is a thing that you miss, but you know, what are you going to do?
Although I will say, on Ryan's defense, there's that thing is also there for you personally. Like, if it hasn't been spoiled for you, you're like, the first time you see something like awesome in a video game, even though it's been out for other people, the first time you see it, you're like, holy shit, that's awesome. I don't think it diminishes it just because it happens later. What the fuck is that noise?
Adam.
It's not Adam. Me. What noise?
Holy.
All right. Okay.
All right, what else has happened?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, I don't find out new things anymore.
Stranger Things, I could tell you that I like that show. Another, you know, flashback. I should have a segment called Flashbacks from Ryan.
Six-month flashback.
That was a good show. I really enjoyed it.
It's I didn't realize it's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, the D&D theme goes really deeply. You guys mentioned that at the beginning they had the scene that started out, but it goes all the way through. I didn't know that. And that was pretty cool, and it fit too, which is cool. It wasn't like they forced it, you know what I mean? So there's my flashback review of the week.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome on D&D the other day. Ryan's like, "Oh, the Demogorgon," and we're all like, "Oh yeah, I remember making jokes about that a year ago."
Demogorgon. What do you do, Ryan? Demogorgon, you hear him crawling down the hall. What do you do?
Cast fireball?
Yeah, Ryan would cast fireball. He'd be like, "Hey, Ryan, do you have any other spells?
Are you fucking kidding me? He casts blank, and then he'd fucking cast something else on himself, and then he'd cast something else, and he'd be like, "All right, do I think I'm good enough now that I can run away? All right, now I'll start helping."
Yeah, I'm on that character.
Funny, because it's true.
Yeah, your monk character got wrecked.
That was my
okay, for those of you not that know, we killed off Ryan's character this week because he was kind of a pansy.
I didn't kill him off.
I didn't either.
I'm sorry, Ryan killed him off. His own guy.
Adam, did you go to like a speakerphone or something?
No, why?
Oh, it sounds like very like echoey now all of a sudden. It's fine. It just seems like different in the middle of the podcast. Yeah, Adam. So, Orion, tell me about your death experience in D&D and what you thought. You've been dying a lot. We should have an intervention. You've died like three times, and the last three deaths are attributed to you, so.
Sometimes it's okay. If you never die, then there's no risk, fear.
You're not living.
You know, so in a game. If there's a game where you never die, there's no fear. So.
Okay.
I think that's it. I'm okay with it.
Do you think children should be up at 10:30 at night on a school night?
No, I don't think
then
so.
Then what the fuck kind of parenting are you doing?
I don't know. Was it June or was it Leo?
It was June. Okay, but do you feel like you're being unfairly targeted since you die all the time?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that makes me feel sad.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't think so.
I don't know if I feel sad with that one.
I think I prefer glass cannons, I think, is the problem.
Could be.
Or risks. You like to take risks.
That's true, yes.
Or you don't do anything in battles. And
no.
Yeah, that's true, you do.
Yeah, he
kind of.
I don't know. I don't think you really... You have played tanky characters before.
I think it's because my dice are old and they're all the leftovers from people that threw their dice away.
That helps.
I gave you brand new dice for Christmas.
I know. And I rolled some of those, and they didn't turn it around.
They're still upset because after I gave you those dice, you were like, "You know what? I'll just leave these fucking dice at home. Fuck them."
I brought them.
They're still a little upset.
Could be.
Go
ahead, Adam.
Can I make a comment on the monk, though?
Sure.
Ryan plays monks as a, like, frontline fighter, and monks are not a frontline fighter.
Well, they kind of are. What else are they supposed to do?
I mean, they're second line. They're not back line, but they're in between the back line and the front line.
I think they're like bruisers. They feel like bruisers to me. Like, they can take some damage, and they can dish out a good amount of damage.
But they need to keep moving. That's the problem. They got to move in, punch, move out.
But they can't.
Right.
They don't.
Right. I think balance monks a little bit better. They should give them like the rogue thing where you can disengage as a bonus.
That would be nice. But he's using all his bonus actions to do fucking key strikes and punching thingies.
Right.
But...
And that would be an actual like legitimate trade off.
But that's a good idea.
Go in there and then throw in like, okay, I throw in my two punches. And now I want to throw in a couple more punches, I would stay there and have to take a hit. Or I could just throw and run in there, do a couple jump kicks, you know, tuck back out there while I'll let, you know, the guy in the front.
That's a good
take
idea.
Damage.
Sure. Throw in a roundhouse kick and get out of there.
Right.
So I'm sorry, go down.
It's not just this edition, though, that I feel that way. I think in the past editions, monks have actually been weak.
Okay.
Personally.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
What did you think? You played one, right? I haven't played one recently, but how did it feel to you? I mean, he's not a wizard, so I understand it's going to be hard to compare, but compared to like a fighter or something, like a rogue or something, what did it feel like?
I think it was comparable, honestly. You know, I guess in our group there wasn't, or maybe I don't know. I think it was comparable. I think it was mostly bad luck, honestly. I think that it wasn't the monk will lose hit points and get hurt and deal a lot of damage, but normally that's okay. And occasionally you get really unlucky and roll a bunch of bad rolls and then you die.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was bad, and I think it was comparable to a rogue. The rogues, I think it's also comparable to fighters. Seem a little tougher, but I think rogues. How much hit points do they get? They get
D10.
Yeah.
Yeah. The monk gets the D8. Right. I think
same as the rogue or ranger or rogue. Sorry.
Yeah, it's comparable.
But even at that, you as a monk, you don't have armor. You don't have as many hit points.
But you got a pretty good
armor,
class. Cool.
But you,
I mean, what is your armor class?
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
As a monk, you can get your armor class. Yeah, you can get it pretty high.
What was yours, Ryan? Do you remember?
18.
Yeah, that's a pretty fucking good armor class. I mean, my guy was built as a defensive guy and only had a 20. So that's not bad at all. And he had...
It's rare to have anything for 20.
Yeah, it's tough. I think the monk brought a lot of versatility into it. So you're like, tripping is useful. Stunning is useful. And I think that's...
Yeah.
That's kind of where they shine, right? Fighters can do a shitload of damage, and you know, but they don't. That's all they do. They don't fucking stun. They don't trip.
You just got versus like a bad enemy that would do damage and then take away your max hit points. That was a tough one to deal with because you didn't have a shit ton of hit points to begin with,
and not a very good con save. So that hurt.
Yeah, and you didn't have enough con saves. Like, I had a super good con save, so like when you hit, I could save and not lose hit points. That'd be fine.
Monk's base.
That was the hardest thing. Was you were so close on your con saves. It was kind of like, come on, get just one more.
Yeah. That's. But that is something that's noteworthy, I guess. Rogues don't have. I feel like monks and rogues are kind of like the same. Like they're designed to not be super. Like they're supposed to. Yeah, Adam kind of has like where they get in and get out, but monks don't have the ability to get out. They have to be there and kind of take it for the team. And honestly, that's one of the reasons why I went defensive, to try to make it so people wouldn't get hurt as much.
Yeah.
Right.
The other thing I think is if you have an enemy that... This enemy was sort of a PC killer in that it dealt a lot of damage quickly, and it did it in a way where it can make you actually die.
Sure.
There's some luck involved, but before I think it took like 70 points of damage in one turn... while reducing my max hit points. I mean, it was busted, man. D2's a cheater.
Well, we all know that.
That's all.
I can pull him out of the book. It's sitting right up there and show you.
Just because you have a cheater book doesn't mean it's not cheating.
This is the anti-Ryan monster manual.
Here, let me show you.
The anti-Ryan.
It is. There is entirely that thing where it's like, if you look at a party and say, like, what is this party's weakness? You can look through the monster manual and find the creature that will be able to exploit the weakness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't...
This guy's immunities and resistances are... was pretty much everything.
Right.
So.
Right, but that's... Almost all undead have that. Like, wraiths and specters, they all have pretty much the same thing. Resist all, basically. So, it's not terrible. It's just... Yeah, I think you're right. A little bit of bad luck. But I was mostly curious about how you thought it ranked compared to other melee classes and stuff. I mean...
go ahead. I played a rogue, and I think it was similar.
Yeah.
And I actually think a monk was pretty fun. There was enough flavor and enough you can do, you know, the stuns and the bonuses with the flurries and flurry blows and some of the cool things like being able to run up walls was pretty sweet.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Because you just got it. You used it like once and you died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think a monk's a decent character, honestly.
Okay.
But it is a little one-dimensional in a fight where none of your stuff works.
Yes.
You go up, you smack at something, and then they smack at you, and then you repeat.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. There's no stunning or anything when you're tripping, when something can't be stunned or tripped. Yeah.
Right, right. It's like playing the rogue when you're playing like the golem or the undead, and you're like, oh, cool, my one shining thing is sneak attack.
Back in
and I'm acting, I'm like, oh, cool, my rapier does 1d6 plus 2 points. Yeah. And you're like, yay, what about my other 96 damage that I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, that's tough.
Good comparison.
Okay, so, well, after you died, and we determined you're probably not coming back, we immediately put out a post for a wanted for to fill out the adventuring group. any ideas on what that character class is going to be?
I'm leaning towards cleric just because I haven't tried it.
Oh, that's right. And you mentioned that before. Okay, sure.
But I was, the fact that you said you want somebody who plays with you, plays a cleric of life, actually did turn it off for me a little bit.
I will say it seems like, pretty fucking powerful, though, for healing.
It does seem, it seems good. But, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. It doesn't feel as unique. But that's not, you know, it's all about the character that makes it unique. I mean, shit.
True.
Anybody can be a bard, mm-hmm. but when you fucking are... the once and future king, then you know, then you got a bard going on. So
maybe I'll throw in a couple multi-class tricks just to make it a little special.
Ah, it's so hard with clerics though, right? Because you miss out on those next level spells and stuff.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
I think that was the greatest addition to 4th edition or 4 or 5, whatever it was, where you could take the feat that increases your spellcraft level plus 4. So you could multi-class. You could fuck around and only take one feat to make yourself basically the same.
Oh, that was that was like 3-5.
Was
five,
it 3-5?
Like
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it was 3-5. You take five, the Mystic Thurge, or like half cleric, half wizard.
Right. I mean, it just be
not great at either.
Because when you're a wizard or a cleric or any spellcasting class, you don't want to multi-class because you like hinder your when you get your big spells. But this made it a little more powerful, possible, but also kind of nerfed you or nerfed the rest of the world by making you more powerful.
Yeah, you know. Right. Well, what if you took a level of, I don't know, wizard?
No, I could do that just for flavor, but I think that the cleric concept is fun.
Yeah, you know, sure.
It's pretty fun. Right. And also, you know, I was thinking about
I like clerics.
Cleric of life too. I feel like it's somewhat a protest to the world around us now.
Yeah, sure.
It's everything is so negative.
Yeah, Trump's in power, and you want life. I got you. Yeah,
I just want to be like someone who helps people.
That's just
nice.
Dave's DM abilities. That's just how he DMs.
It is interesting though that we all have like a cleric level or we all at least pay lip service to fucking clerics. Like,
yes,
stop
sir.
The evil, please. There's evil everywhere.
Really? Adam's got a
he's
got
a bard.
He's a bard.
So,
right?
I got a bard.
He's got healing. So
I have 2 levels of cleric.
Yeah. It's okay. If you come in as a cleric, I will give you my staff of healing. So,
well, that's nice. There you go. It's funny how Adam is like
maybe
super utility right now. He's like, everything that doesn't really fit comes to me, so I got a million weird things. You want a whip?
Really
I got it. You want an orb? I got it.
Wand of magic missiles.
I got a wand. I got a staff. Whatever you need, I got it.
Crystal ball. A hat.
Yes, a helm of comprehend languages.
Just for the hell of it.
But that just makes sense with bards.
It does.
Bards should know all.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, enough of that. What else is going on?
The guy who directed the Arrival, and that he is officially going to direct Dune.
This is the Dune remake based on the movie? Or the actual book?
I don't know what they're going to do. It's probably going to be the book, honestly, because the guy really likes the book.
But the movie was perfect.
It really was.
They need to have internal dialogue. That's what they need. As long as they have internal dialogue.
Monologue?
Right.
Yeah, so I've got mixed feelings about this, because it's a good movie back in, what, 81?
84.
Dune's amazing.
84.
And they've had many chances to make it amazing again, and they failed every single time.
They fucked it up. Royally.
I don't know why. They just need Fremen, and they need fucking sandworms, and they need to go. That's it. Go.
Spice, and that's it.
Spice. Yeah, the spice.
Spice. Must blow.
Yeah. Okay.
I will kill him.
So who's that? The Arrival dude? Or Arrival Dude?
It's, sorry. Yeah, the Arrival.
Can I tell you, the one thing I hate about that movie, I think that movie's really good, obviously it was my number one movie last year, but I hate that the name of the movie is Arrival, because you can't say The Arrival without kind of being improper. Because people call it The Arrival, but the actual movie is called Arrival, so I can't say, have you guys seen The Arrival? I have to say, have you guys seen Arrival, which just sounds weird.
It's kind of like saying The Facebook, or The YouTube, or The Reddit.
Yeah.
It just sounds weird.
Yeah, I guess. But one you can get away with, one's just improper.
Oh, well, that's true. Does this mean that if this movie takes off, that they could perhaps do a few spin-offs or a trilogy?
Do you want just a political thriller where they have to do nothing but talk about the intrigue involved, yeah, in politics?
That's the hard part, right?
Well, the hard part about doing a multiple series of this book is one book takes place in, like, the future, that's fine. And the next one's a little bit further in the future. The one after that is like 10,000 years further in the future.
Don't worry about all that other shit. It's been 10,000 years or so. So, yeah, let's do this.
Right. It's like that is the book series that is on, like, the long timeline.
Yeah, but there's a lot of timeline to cover. So they could just spawn. Because how many books are there? There's like a dozen, isn't there?
Well, there's like, I think there was like four that Frank Herbert wrote, and then his son went back and wrote some bunch of prequels that take place like way earlier and talk about all the stuff that happened like 4,000 years leading up to the Dune proper, and then
the Dune proper.
Like, so technically, it could happen.
Sure, and the cool thing is like, they start making clones of everybody, so if they did, they should sign them on for, like, 9 pictures, and then they could go, like, oh, cool, this character died in, like, you know, the second movie, and then 4 movies later, the clone of that person is back, so it's like they come back to play just a slight, like, improper clone of themselves.
Sting will be back in many different forms.
I will kill him!
Like, if they did it, it would be cool if they cast Sting as, like, you know, the Padishah Emperor Shaddam IV.
That'd be cool.
Or something like that. As, like, a throwback to say, like, hey, I also like this movie.
I think... Do you think he would do something like that?
Why not?
Maybe?
Why not? Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. Dune's fun. It's a movie I can go back and watch, and it reminds me of better times.
It would also be cool if Patrick Stewart were somehow involved in this movie.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
All? They told me you were dead.
The old movie, we should consider watching it next time someone's missing and we are thinking movies.
Do you mean Dune? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Dune.
Hey, that's cool, but the problem is when I watch it with friends is you gotta institute the $1 rule. $1 for every line you say beforehand or during the movie that happens beforehand.
See, I might be bothered by that.
I'm
pretty good about not doing that, but Adam, Dave?
Oh,
not so much.
That's why you put a dollar, and then whoever says it the least gets all the money. So you make out like a bandit.
No, we don't get the money. It goes into a pool, and then you eat food from it.
That's bullshit, because then you're stealing food. You're just, like, buying food for yourself.
Well, how about the person who says it the least? How about the person who says it the least gets to pick what food to eat? There you go.
Oh, that's a good idea, because popcorn.
Popcorn party! Watch this. No, that's fine.
Sushi.
Has not watched the movie enough, and there's a little bitch.
I don't know about that.
I love Dave when he makes rules.
You're the one who just made the rule. Like, the rule was that was a Star Wars rule. It was a Star Wars rule for women because women didn't know all the words to the law, and we had to institute it.
No, because we didn't want people to get mad or annoyed that we were sitting there doing that. We're like, I realize this is annoying. Here's a dollar. In fact, here's $20. I'm just going to use my 20 as we go. It's been 5 minutes in. I've used my 20. God damn it.
No, you got to save them for the key moments where it's like, no, I am your father. That's key. And then, like, it's a trap. Everyone just puts their line, their money in so they can all yell it's a trap at the same time. Because it's funny and it's worth it.
Yeah. It's funny.
Shit, what am I going?
Okay.
That was really fun.
Cool.
I think we could do that again.
Yeah, that was fun. All right. What's the thing about Doctor Who here?
Peter Capaldi, the current doctor, is saying that this season will be his last.
Oh, man, I'm just getting used to him. I mean, he's not my favorite, but I feel like the doctor turnover is kind of quick these days. You know?
I think this is 3 years.
His departure is kind of aligning with the reboot of the head writer, so...
Yeah, we talked about that in the last episode, which makes sense, I guess, but... Yeah, okay. I mean, like I said, I think of all the Doctors, he's one of my least favorites, so I'm okay with that, but it does feel like they're just turning him over a lot faster than they used to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What year is this, as far as, like, all of them? Do we know? I can't remember.
Which what was that? Sorry?
How many seasons has it been?
How many seasons?
I don't...
Oh, since, like, the re...
Since the, no, the very all beginning. Right. Since the very beginning. I don't, because I didn't watch that much back in the day. Dude. Well, how about this, the reboot?
Yeah.
Since the reboot, it's been, what was that, 2005?
Something like that. Yeah, I think it's something like that. Because then it was 1 year of Eccleston, 5 years of Tennant, 4 years of Matt Smith, so that's 10, 3 years of, so 13 years. That sounds about right.
So 13 years, four doctors. Kind of. I mean, that first one was a weird anomaly. We only had it for 1 year, right? But I think the average is probably around four, maybe a little bit higher.
Yes.
I think that's why I like Tennant the most, is because he was with me for so long, and that... Honestly. Okay.
Right.
So maybe it maybe it feels... Because 3 years is pretty good, but I don't know. It seems like it's just really, really fast.
Yeah. But, yeah. 2005.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I didn't get a chance to know him, right? I feel like it's really quick. It's like, okay, here he is, and he's older, and he does weird stuff, and he's not as cool as the other guy who wears bow ties and does stuff. And...
Right.
Not as quirky.
Does anybody know, was there any, like, fan backlash against him, or was it just that they're like, fuck it, this is a time to move on?
No, it's, like, actually, like, there's a theory that... basically, he played a character in a David Tennant episode where he was like a Roman senator. And then there was a whole thing about the regenerations being like, you would take the face of someone who was important to you during your travels. So like, you never knew why they would change into why they would look the way they would look.
Huh.
So basically, he took the face, like, when the doctor regenerated, and he took the face of this guy who was important to Dave Tennant's doctor.
I don't remember that. When was that? Or that's just something that they said in passing, or...?
Yeah. Because then it was a reason... Then they gave, like, a reason why he looked exactly the same as a guy that was in an episode of Doctor Who. So then they made a writer version of why he was in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So explain to me, EL5 me, explain like I'm five, explain like I'm Ryan and I don't watch the show, what regeneration is, why I can continue to regenerate when I think that I've gone past the limit of regenerations, and what it means for the future.
All right. Gallifrey is the home of the Time Lords, which is a race of people that have been around millions of years and dealt with time so much that their bodies just aren't the same as ours. They can live, you know, their full lives, and when they die, their bodies, instead of dying, they regenerate. They become basically their bodies transform with the temporal energy and they become someone else. They have the same memories, but their facial features, all their personality, all completely different. So when they basically wake up and they're like, why do I look different? Huh, look, I'm taller, I'm smaller, whatever. And they can do this 13 times.
I thought it was 12. Is that 13?
Well, yes. You count the last
well,
one.
Right. Oh,
right, you regenerate 12 times to have a 13 total
personalities,
body.
Right? So yes. Okay. So,
but while they're regenerating, it is possible to kill them while they're regenerating, because the regeneration process hasn't happened, they haven't transformed into a new body, you can kill them. So, it was a cool way of, back in the day, of writing a race of characters so that they could change actors, and then they would write it where they were like, oh, this guy had it, he died, and came back as a different guy. It was a cool way of inventing a way to have a new guy, and not just go like, oh, it's just James Bond again. Why does he look different? Oh, wait, don't worry about James Bond.
Yeah, it's kind of like D&D when your guy dies, and you're like, now I'm back, but it's a different guy. It would be an interesting way of making a D&D character. So, what's his guy? Capaldi? Was that the guy's name? Capaldi?
Yep.
He was the 12th regeneration, right?
He was the 13th regeneration. He was the 14th doctor.
Oh, okay. So, how's that possible? Wait a minute. They're supposed to be impossible.
What happened is basically Matt Smith, like, was he was done being the doctor, and it was a Christmas special. He, you know, there was this, like, over the seasons, there was this prophecy about, you know, when silence fell, you know, it's a long prophecy that that would say, like, this, he would, you know, the doctor would die at this point in time, so all the aliens that ever hated the doctor for doing stuff basically got him trapped on this planet, and he was defending it for years and years and years, and he was getting older and older, and he knew he was going to die. He was just, I'm going to just defend it until I die. But what he didn't know is Gallifrey, like, is thought to have been destroyed, but it was actually just outside of time in its own pocket dimension. And in order for, like, the whole planet basically gave him, reset his whole entire power structure and said, like, basically, we are going to give you all of our power and reset you back to Regeneration 1. Peter Capaldi is technically Regeneration 1 of, you know, of him again. So it's like, it's technically his 14th, but he's starting over again.
Okay.
So now he has 12 more, he can change 12 more times.
Okay. Interesting. So basically they're like, we have these rules, we've had them in place for about 40 years, but you know what?
Right.
Fuck you, we're kind of move on. We didn't know we were going to get 12 actors, we thought we were going to be done at 6.
Right.
So, okay, that's interesting. I can see it, I'll buy it.
Right.
Maybe we should have regenerations for D&D. That way people can actually die and come back. That'd be pretty cool.
I thought that's
like, that actually wouldn't be that would be cool implementation. You'd be like, okay, that's what everyone has, you know, 5 regenerations or whatever, right? Your character can die 5 times, and after they come back on their 6th die, if you die 6 times, you are dead.
Yeah.
There's like no resurrection spells, there's no reincarnation spells, and none of that spells.
Yeah, you could also make it a little more deadly. You could put an artificial number on the negative hit points that you actually die at. You could be like,
right,
at 0 you die, or at negative 10 you die, or negative 20, or whatever you wanted to do. That's an actual death.
Yep.
So, it'd be an interesting way of getting around the whole resurrection thing.
Yeah. And then you could do it like, okay, you're dying and you're going to resurrect. If you have one round where, like, if nobody hits you and nobody comes in contact, you can come back. But if someone, like, if a monster is, like, smashing up, if a dragon's flying over, burning down towns, and you're trapped in a building, and that building falls on you, and you're like, okay, I'm resurrecting, you're still under the burning rubble of a building, you're still going to die.
Die.
I could see it. That'd be interesting.
Oh, but, yeah, like, I just really like the show. They do, like, each episode is unique and fun, but they always have, like, a through plot. And then they'll have something from, like, 8 episodes earlier that you were like, oh, that was just a throwaway line or something, and they somehow managed to turn that into the most important plot point of the series.
Yeah, smart writing. It's very smart writing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They
had 40 years to do it.
It's got the same thing at... it's the reason why I actually think I like DS9 better than TNG, is because there's a through line in DS9 that continues through every episode, where the Next Generation is just kind of episode to episode, nothing really cohesive going on. So,
right.
End. Cool.
The end.
Adam, or I mean Ryan, what are your thoughts on Capaldi leaving?
I don't watch that.
You're supposed to be like, I don't care.
That was a thing. I don't watch that is a nice, polite way of saying I don't care.
But, I mean, if I had to give up a show, that would probably be one of my last ones to give up. That's how good it is. That's why I give it really high ratings. So, like, if you went down my list of favorite shows, and that would probably be one that stays around for a very long time.
Is it on Netflix?
Not anymore, because the BBC took it, didn't they?
Moved it.
It was on Netflix, but then the BBC's like, we're going to start our own streaming service, and this is all we need, so fuck you.
Right.
What?
Sorry, didn't they put it to Amazon, though?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But I don't think so.
I thought BBC had their own streaming thing.
Not yet.
The challenge with something that's got a million episodes is just, it's pretty daunting to say. I'm going to, you know, start that.
Completely agree. What I did was I watched season one, and then 5 years later, I caught up. So I actually had to catch up with season 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and it went in about a month. So it went really fast.
Wait, so you caught up over time, but the last so many you did in a month?
No, I'm just saying, I caught up with the 5 seasons in about a month because it was really good and it's good writing and stuff. And
they've got included with your Prime subscription, can watch Doctor Who season one all the way through
four.
No, they've got up through 9. They've got the Christmas special.
Oh, they have season. I'm seeing 2-5.
Well, regardless, you can find something out there. It is kind of nice that there's only 14 or so episodes a season instead of, like, 24, like the old days. Right. So they go a little bit faster, but they're just such good watches that they go fast. Yep. So put it on your list, like, after the 6 other things that are on your list, and then maybe you'll think about it.
I mean, it seems like something Amber might like, actually.
Really?
Like, it's funny. It started off, like, super light as a kid show, and it's held on to, it's basically like, it's gotten more, it's intense might be a word that I would put, like intense and more cerebral a lot, so I think kids aren't necessarily going to not like it, but it'll be a certain kind of kid that'll be like, I really like this.
Yeah.
But it's got a little humor, doesn't
well, that,
it?
Yeah,
I mean,
and
it seems like...
It reminds me of, like a Pixar movie, like, you know, it's got that humor in there for adults that kids may not pick up on, but it's kind of subtle, but you're definitely going to think it's funny.
That's why I thought Amber might like it. I mean, it is kind of a little sci-fi-y, but then there's enough humor where it's... You could get, like the characters,
sure.
So I could see that.
Sure.
But it's a show you cannot fall asleep to because each episode actually counts towards the next stuff. Like,
that's true.
I've watched enough of them and fallen asleep, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta watch that episode again because I don't know what happened.
Sure, sure. Okay, cool. Let's move on. What do we want to do? Do you want to move on to the movies? Shall we do the movies? Doom, 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 doom. I forget what this is called, but it's Movie Challenge. Year End Movie Challenge, 1984. Wow! That's a guitar solo.
Wild Stallions rule!
This is yours, Dave. What do you want to do?
Alright, well,
Groundhog Day.
Teams first. Let's see here. So, just like Chris in the past, I've got people in Windows 4 corners. So, let's roll a d4 to see who is going to choose.
Come on,
Ryan.
Let's just be honest. It's who gets Adam. Who's going to get Adam?
I'm not a debater. I really
but
am.
You
not.
Are a master debater, which is weird.
All right, Ryan. Let's see who your partner is. You get Dave.
Woo!
We've had Brian and Dave.
They are fucked, Chris, Adam. Chris, you ready to fuck these guys right in the pooper? Yeah, under this pooper booby pudding fucking. Let's do this.
In the pooby.
Look at, he's already getting tripped out. We haven't even started.
Getting too excited.
Yeah. We're going to roll for assignment. All right, Chris and Adam, you get choice high or low. High will be Gremlins, low will be Terminator.
Defer to my teammate here.
Low.
It is low.
Oh, so we got Gremlins?
You guys are going to be Terminator.
Oh, we're getting Terminator. Okay. Got me a Gremlins.
And David Ryan at Gremlins.
All right. So.
All right. We're going to go, what, minute and a half or 2 minutes?
This is yours, man. Whatever you think. Remember? This is yours.
We'll go a minute and a half.
All right.
We'll go a minute and a half. Dave and Ryan, you get a choice of either going first or rebutting.
All right. Ryan, what do you
should rebut. Do you want to start or do you want to
Sounds
end?
Sounds great.
But are we going to all? Are we going to go like simultaneously for a minute and a half and then as a team?
That seems weird. No, you each could get a minute and a half.
Right, you get your own minute and a half.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Right. So okay. are we
So we rebut twice then? So
basically.
Yeah.
Well, the way we did before was it's a 1-2-2-1. So we get one, you guys get two, we get one. That's the kind of thing that I did before. So we go, you guys rebut and go and do again, and then we rebut. So, you know what I mean?
Right. So they're going to go for a minute and a half. Then Dave and Ryan are going to get 3 minutes. And then Chris and Adam will come back with a minute and a half to end the argument.
Yeah. Seems good.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
All right.
Sure.
All right, so Chris and Adam, you guys are on the clock starting now.
Well, hang on, man. We got to figure out our strategy. Give us a second here. I think that we've got
no way.
I think that what we've done best before is when Adam starts us off strong, pushes us in the lead, and I come in from behind and push us over the finish line. So I think whenever Adam's ready, he can get us going.
All right, what do I have to say about the Terminator? let's see. Arnold Schwarzenegger. James Cameron.
James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Do this off the top of your head, man. Feel it from the heart. Just flow from your heart. You've seen this movie. Right, flow.
Fucking A. What happened in this movie? We got a kid who's hunted by a guy from the future. What else could be cooler than that?
Woo!
Woo!
Wrong movie.
No, that's right.
What wrong? No, it's
right. Kind of.
Guy, a machine from the future.
Anyways, continue. Don't let him throw you, man. We should get 10 seconds more.
We should get like 30 seconds. I don't fucking remember this movie.
You're killing me, Smalls! I'll help you out a little bit. Time travel. Kyle Reese goes back in time. Oh. Terminator goes back, tries to kill Sarah Connor. Go!
Go, Sarah Connor! Oh, yeah, Sarah Connor. You're right, I'm thinking of Terminator 2. How many sequels does this movie have?
Like five?
So many! Like five sequels?
That's how good it is.
How many does Goonies have?
We're not talking about Goonies, we're talking about Gremlins.
I mean, Gremlins. Gremlins. Two?
One.
No. Well, they got two movies. Sarah Connor, get to the chopper. Oh, wait, that's a different movie.
We're bleeding out here. Oh, yeah. Our artillery vein is bleeding.
Punctured in the heart. Bleeding out. Best part of the movie. I'll be back.
Okay. Wow. Okay, Ryan. You guys got 3 minutes.
Dave,
I leave him with nothing.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I think you should go first.
Okay. So Gremlins is an amazing movie. It was one of those movies that was sort of, to me, it was one of the first movies that was a horror movie that was sort of accessible to kids. Because it was like a fun horror movie. And so horror, it was like a light horror. And you had the cute gizmo, the Mogwai? Is it Mogwai how you pronounce it?
Yes, it's Mogwai.
The fucking old dude who's got his thing, and just don't feed it after midnight, don't get it wet. It's pretty simple, man. Follow the rules. And then things go horribly wrong. But the bad guys are super fun. Like, you're kind of on their side a little bit because they're pretty cool, even though they're kind of mean to Gizmo. But it was one of those movies where I think it's fun to think about getting a pet, and what's better than an awesome sort of little dude pet that can, like, talk to you, kind of, and hang out, and makes evil gremlin counterparts It's pretty good. It's a good movie. I really like it. Honestly, the truth is the movie is better. And it spawned off many crazy, wacky sequels that were a lot of fun as well. And it's just a kind of a unique story. How much more time do I got here? I could say more, but
I mean,
the movie speaks for itself. It's a great movie and lots of fun. The end. Baton handoff.
Okay. What I really like is it brings together three of the great 80s superpowers of all time. Steven Spielberg producing, Christopher Columbus, writer of, like, The Goonies, as an amazing writer, bringing in that into screenplay, and Joe Dante, the guy who did The Howling and a bunch of other things. This is basically really a trifecta of, like, amazing people brought together. It has Phoebe Cates, who you might remember from a little movie at Fast Times at Ridgemont High, also looking hot as hell through that movie, and like the practical effects on all the Mogwai and all the Gremlins are really pretty great. It had interesting, funny ways of like taking Gremlins, which we've heard of, and they were like, oh, the little monsters that show up and cause mischief throughout there, but then they take them to a logical extreme by saying like, okay, they're actually going to straight up like gank people, like they gank the really mean old lady, and she's got her little power like chair that brings her up the side of the stairs, and oh, they change the electronics and it throws her out the window. It has one of the most depressing Christmas like monologues of all times, when Phoebe Cates is talking about her dad who thought she ran out her like when she was a kid, but then days later when it got warmer it started to smell in the house, so they thought something had died in the chimney. But then they found out it was her dad who dressed up as Santa Claus, got stuck in the chimney and died. It like takes a crazy dark turn right in the middle of the movie. But it's just one of those movies where it's like, it's how do you possibly beat this force of nature that are these unstoppable gremlins? Oh, sorry, let's throw them in a microwave. Let's throw them in a blender. Let's like explode these things in super fun ways.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right, good argument. Chris?
Okay. All right. Don't let Dave confuse you with facts about who the director was and who the writer was and, oh, this guy was in this one. It don't fucking matter. And you guys are making my argument for you. You're, like, counteracting each other. You say Gremlins is a fun movie that I'll show my kids, and then you say how dark it is and how they're killing people left and right, and you're rooting for that? Oh, my God, this is not... Okay. Terminator, all you gotta say is, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, come on! The blood is flowing in your veins! You're like, holy shit! No fate but what we make? This is the quintessential go back in time, spawn with your own cum, a legendary general that's gonna come. Who's his dad? I don't know. I guess I'll go back in time and have sex with Sarah Connor. That's the way you're supposed to do it. That's the way it happens. And come on, Sarah Connor, what? Right in the face. This is the way you make a movie. This is the way you do shit. You want to talk about practical effects? Yeah, Gremlins had some fun, real gimmicky stuff. Look at the fucking Terminator when he fucking pulled out his eye during the scene in the bathroom when he's doing repairs. That's hardcore shit. That's what you want to watch. That's all I got to say. The end.
I like how Chris starts out with lots of energy and then slowly goes into like craziness.
Hey,
like he crosses the line, like understandable high energy, and then all of a sudden, like, whoa, this man has lost his fucking.
There is no line. That's what I've been told.
I do like Chris's arguments usually involve him going duck, 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 duck. It doesn't matter what the thing is. It's just he just makes some beating noises. That's his, like, argument to end all arguments.
It's the Terminator music! Come on!
That was a good movie.
That's right. You guys are jealous. Jealous of the Terminator music. If you're out there and you feel so inclined, go ahead and write in. Tell us who did a better job debating which was the better movie. Not what was the better movie, what was debating as the better movie. The obviously good best one, Terminator, with A-Dubs and Chris, or... some sort of kids movie that Dave and Ryan did for it. Send them in and we'll tally up the scores and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that was good. That was
I like
good.
Adam's argument involved every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie but Terminator.
I know, right? Dude, stop looking shit up. Just remember the movie and go with your heart. That's what you gotta do for this stuff.
The best part is he couldn't remember the movie. I mean, like, let's be honest. T2 is a little more memorable than the first
Yeah. I'm surprised Adam didn't say, it's not a tumor. That's the best quote.
Oh, damn it.
Next time.
The top we'll
awesome. Speaking of which, did you guys see Trump and feud and Trump and Arnold's feud going on Twitter? It's pretty awesome.
Oh
my god.
His counter was so good.
Wasn't it? It made me so happy. I was like, I like this guy again.
Arnold's counter?
Yeah.
I didn't see. Yeah. I assume this is about the apprentice and
yes. Yeah, so
and
at the
Trump making fun of the apprentice.
At the prayer breakfast
Trump, hey, let's switch jobs.
Yeah, so at the prayer breakfast, during the prayer breakfast, Trump said, let's all say a prayer for Arnold Schwarzenegger so he can get better ratings on The Apprentice. What the fuck? So Arnold tweeted back and was like, let's switch jobs so American people can stop being so shitty or something, or can start having faith.
It was like, let's switch jobs since you care so much about ratings. You can get your television show back, and I'll make sure everyone sleeps good at
night. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Oh. It was sweet.
Nice work, Arnold. I'm clapping. That gets my blood moving right
there. Oh, then that he would win. See, he's in a Terminator movie.
Like, I think everyone would just be like, you know what? The Terminator, I'll take the Terminator. It's like, I would 100% take, you know, like, the Terminator, regardless of what he believes in and stuff like that. It's like, he's at least makes sense, and he cares about, like...
He's a skilled I wouldn't say skilled, but he's a politician.
He is a politician. Skilled is one word.
Like,
but...
in what else? Like, Trump, like, I'm gonna totally dismantle the Johnson Amendment. The Johnson Amendment was like, Lyndon B. Johnson said, like, oh yeah, we will take away tax-exempt status if any religious group puts money towards, you know, a funding of a political party, right? Right, so you can't say, like, oh, cool, this is backed by the Catholic Church, because they have a shit ton of money, they could really back whoever they want. Or, you know, or the Jewish League or what, anybody, right? That, and he's all like, you know what? It goes against your religious beliefs if your religious beliefs would make you want to back a person, which is... not a religious belief. That's a personal belief that has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah, it's getting bad. I want to steer clear as much of politics as we can, but if somebody wants to get something out there, go ahead and get it in. Because it makes me sad, and then I go downhill. So.
Yeah. Ryan, I think you always have, like, a lot of... all I know is you hung up on the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah, he's a fuck.
What happened in Japan?
Oh, he said that their currency is crap, basically, and that it's not valued like it should be, or something ridiculous. He just hates. He hates everybody who used to be an ally of us, and is just trying to make them all pissed off.
So, I read an article the other day that said Germany's starting to become, like, leader of the free world instead of the U.S.
Yeah, they...
Which
they,
is fucking amazing.
They take immigrants, so...
You gotta still, no matter what, we must not let, you know, the past be like, it's like, Germany tried two other times, guys.
Yeah.
They've been slow playing this one. Yep. They've been really slow playing this
one. Now that we have all the immigrants, we'll arm them.
Right. No, Iran basically said, hey, man, what the fuck? And it says, like, yeah, I know Nixon made a deal with us that we would always back the U.S. dollar as for oil prices and stuff like that. Yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. And it says as of March 21st, they'll no longer be using the dollar as their backing, the backing of choice for their oil reserves. And they don't have the most, but they have 13% of the oil reserves on the planet, which is still a significant amount.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting also that they said that, and then today was that almost false flag thing where Trump tweeted that Iran attacked he tweeted that Iran has been put on notice for attacking a warship, a U.S. warship, and the military was, the Pentagon was like, they attacked a Saudi Arabian ship, and it wasn't Iran, it was rebels from nearby. Like, what the fuck are we doing anymore? I don't even understand what's happening.
He's actually crazy.
I think so. I honestly think so.
No, he legitimately believes he's a narcissist. Like he's messed up. If he didn't have a ton of money, and being messed up in the way he is allowed him to at least keep some of that money and make money by screwing people over, he would basically be some a-hole at your work that nobody likes because he thinks he knows everything.
Yeah.
And is actually an idiot.
All right. That's truth. Truth from Ryan Thomas right there. If you, Mr. President, if you want anybody to blame or go after, his name is Ryan Thomas. He lives at 333 Boondock Lane.
There's gonna be a tweet. There's gonna be a tweet tonight at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, this fucking Thomas wrong. He doesn't know wrong. Shit.
Ryan Thomas doesn't have enough money to fuck you with me. I'm gonna buy his wife.
I heard recently, he can't even play a monk properly. If I was a monk, I'd never die.
Constantly dying in D&D. Fail.
Right. I'd have the best fists. Strongest kicks. Don't even worry about running up walls. Do it all the time.
Tremendous skills with the monk.
Right.
I'd be stunning creatures, knocking them on their doing trips.
Okay. All right.
I think this whole thing deserves to have its own Geeks Next Door politics episode.
A segment? Do we have a politics segment where people just make fun of shit?
Yeah.
I heard we're getting a dog corner. Bark, 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 bark.
That's true.
What is that?
We're getting a dog corner.
I think we have to have that, like, go amongst the five kings, and there would be, I
hear
have
two
to make...
kings.
No, Chris. Yeah, King Chris has said, like, ugh. I'm pretty sure that doesn't mean, like,
he would just do it so he could go, every week.
I would do it if you spoke from the heart on the next movie review challenge. Instead of going to Wikipedia right away, look up shit. You know what I did? You guys didn't come at me with the numbers, because I think in the theaters, the Gremlins made a shitload more money than Terminator, because...
Oh, yeah.
Like, because that was a... If I would have had more time, that would have been my next argument, is the money thing, and that Gremlins is the reason we have the PG-13 rating, so it not only affected all movies from that point on, now we have a whole, a rating.
New genre.
That was based off of...
If you're out there voting, that is fake news. Do not listen to him. It's obvious lies. lies. PG-13 was made by me. I did the best, so don't listen to Dave.
Right, PG-13. That's
alternative facts.
That's right.
Right, that's the Chris rating. That's when people look at the Chris's penis, they're like, "That's pretty great, 13 inches." The PG-13 rating.
How'd you know? That's right. Well, I got some D&D plotline trivia, but I think I'm gonna save it for next week because I kind of want to check out this Conan game that everyone's raving about. So maybe we'll save that till next week if that's okay, unless people are jonesing. No, Jonesing.
I am Jonesing. Like I was Jonesing on Tuesday to play D&D because I was all like, oh god, let's see, Dave's sick again, Dave's out of town, Dave's gone, we can't play D&D ever.
Dick missiles.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll call it a wrap then. Thanks for joining us tonight. What's our email address? GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com. Go ahead and write in and say how awesome that I did, and okay that Dave and Ryan did, and amazing that Adam did. And we'll see you all next week. Take care.
Watch that first step. It's a doozy!
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.